Hey, friends, welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a terrific day today, as always. And to give you guys an exciting heads up, a lot of people asked for this, we will be doing some updates on the website next week, be rolling them out, including having the ability to have Shop Pay and Shopify on the checkout page. I know you guys asked about that. Really simplistic, easy thing to do.
Whoa.
Shop Pay is great. I've used it before. A lot of people are liking it because essentially you can stay logged in.
This is just a new website, not the old
one. Right. This will be just a new website. Everything that we're doing, I've tried to gear everybody towards a new website. The old website, we've kept it up for a lot of our, you know, customers that don't want change.
I like the old
website. I know you do. But again, the new websites, we got to adapt to it. And it's going to be so simplistic.
Well, you can't put Shopify.
You can't be Shopify. And the Shop Pay is so simplistic. Everybody's asked for it because it's easier. It's better than PayPal. They're a lot easier to work with. I don't like PayPal. Shop Pay is really cool. They're really clean. They're really good as far as what they do and as far as how they work with the virtual terminal. So that will be coming out next week. So be sure to check that out. And also, too, the product of the week, the D3-10,000K2 on sale one last day. And there was an article yesterday I did not get to cover. And I apologize about that, as we had a lot of other shows. And it was basically a Father's Day article. And it said the top four nutrients men need the most. I want to cover this real quick.
Bet you one of them, zinc.
Actually, one of them on here is D3, so I want to cover this primarily. The top one.
They better have zinc on there.
They have zinc on here, but the primary one they have is D3, and they said especially supplement it with K2 in higher doses. They said D3 is so important in not only managing and handling flu, colds, basically any type of sickness. It also is prevalent in hormone production, including testosterone and basically other hormones in the body. And so omega-3 fatty acids was also the next one on here for the heart, for the joints, for the muscles, for the brain health, and again, the hormone production. Because remember, guys, as far as we have to have specific nutrients, specific dosages. And there was one article here that went into detail about basically vitamin D deficiency and how a lack of magnesium can cause also vitamin D deficiency and supplementation of backfire.
I take it every day.
This is a study that came out that was really, really wild that I did not know much about. I knew magnesium was important, so I take high doses, so it wasn't much difference. But it said higher magnesium intake lowers the risk of vitamin D deficiency.
Well, I didn't know that.
It says intake of magnesium significantly interacts with the intake of vitamin D in relation to risk of both vitamin D deficiency and insufficiency. And it talks about how here you have to have adequate amounts of magnesium for your body to be able to utilize vitamin D, which is pretty cool.
Well, I know that D and vitamin and magnesium are both super important. I know that magnesium is using over 300 chemical reactions in the body. So it doesn't surprise me that it has to be. You need uptake D.
So again, that's why I want to give you guys a heads up on that. Vitamin D lowers mortality risk of heart disease. Vitamin D here deficiency could increase, basically deficiency could increase your COVID risk. They've talked about that before. The lower amounts of vitamin D serum in the blood, the higher chances of COVID's basically negative effects. So again, another reason why to stay up on the D3. And one thing I wanted to clarify, I'm going to hand this off to Dad here in a second. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this today because I don't want to talk about it because I have a lot of health stuff to do and everybody already hears about it in the news. I got an email yesterday asking us why we're Iran supporters.
We're not Iran supporters.
I'm going to clarify this real quickly if there's a confusion. I do not support Iran. I do not support that country. There's nothing about that country that I support, period. Just let you know that. I don't really care about any of the Middle Eastern countries. I'll tell you guys that just as clear as day and hack everybody off. I prefer America first in all cases because I was born here. I was raised here. My loyalty is this country, not another Middle Eastern country. Second to that, look at who's telling you the narrative and telling you which way we're going on both directions with another war. If the United States is really going to get involved in this, always remember this. I'm going to play a video here in a second, guys. I got to pull it up. Always remember, Iran is the last Middle Eastern country that does not have a central reserve bank over there in the Middle East.
Owned by the Rothschilds.
I'm just going to leave that out there. But I wanted to clarify that. I tell you guys, I'm not an Iran supporter. I'm not a Middle East country supporter. I'm a United States supporter, and I'm a patriot of this country.
Well, you know,
everything as far as for this country.
I remember when Tom Brokaw was still on, you know, NBC News. And I remember when this Saddam Hussein and the Gulf War happened, you know, 35 years ago. I remember sitting there and him saying, for the first time in the history of Iraq, it no longer has a central bank.
Yep.
That is controlled by the country. It is now, you know, basically independent central bank, which means the Rothschilds took it over. That was Iraq. And they the only one they really don't have now control of is Iran.
Yep.
Period. And North Korea. And they want to go ahead and put their fiat currency in this so they can enslave the country with their assets and make it impossible to get out of debt, like they did us and, you know, almost every other country in the world. And here's the breaking news. Netanyahu has now double-crossed Trump, says he will not engage in peace talks. He wants a regime change as China announces they back Iran.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Along with nuclear-armed Pakistan says that they back Iran.
Those are two heavy hitters.
Okay, well, let me say something to you. Now, the Deagle Report came out years ago. It said by 2025, we're going to lose about 200 million people in the U.S. There's a possibility, which I don't think is going to happen, but that they could actually come in here now and start putting out false flag, you know, false nuclear attacks on the United States soil. But the reality is that, you know, we've got a real mess going on.
The only thing about it is, I mean, the United States has significant air superiority. I was looking at numbers last night. China has got around 3,600 aircrafts as far as in their fleet.
And how many actually fly?
You know, I mean, we have in the United States 14,000.
Yeah, but again, you know, we're talking, here's the thing. You know, you get two bullies in a playground.
There's going to be a fight.
There's going to be a fight.
Yeah.
And here's the problem I've got. Let's say each bully has been working out with weights. Each bully weighs 200 pounds. Each bully has 18 and a half inch arms.
Each bully's trained in jiu-jitsu.
Each bully is equally trained.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, most of the time, when two bullies like that see each other, they go like, no, I don't think so.
Equally assured destruction.
It means everybody's going to get hurt. And so they don't want to do that. Now, here's the problem that we have. You know, Donald Trump, years ago, did his Kabbalist Tree of Life Award and said it represents everything that he believes in. You can watch it on YouTube. And he basically talked about Israel and the Kabbalist Tree of Life Award. Benjamin Netanyahu is another figurehead that's controlled through the international central banks, the Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan. And he doesn't care anything about Trump. Remember when Donald Trump pulled his chair out for him at the table? No, who's serving who here? And Donald Trump's daughter converted to Judaism. Okay, I mean, his kids are Jewish from her. And so all of this stuff is something that people are saying now that Donald Trump may have converted to Judaism himself years ago. When have you ever heard him talk about his relationship with Jesus Christ and how Jesus Christ is the Lord of his life? I'm just asking. Don't fuss at me. I know he said Merry Christmas a couple of times, but when have you talked, has he talked about Jesus Christ being the Lord of his life?
I want to show you this video real quick. Yeah. This is from General W. Clark.
Now watch this. It's General Clark.
This is a ways back.
Okay, give us camera four, Rich.
Yeah, I want to show you guys. Let me show you the audio up on it.
After 9/11, about 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the joint staff who used to work for me. And one of the generals called me in. He said, "Sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, No. He says, "We've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, "We're going to war with Iraq. Why?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I guess they don't know what else to do." So I said, "Well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to Al-Qaeda?" He said, No. He says, "There's nothing new that way. They just made the decision to go to war with Iraq." He said, "I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we got a good military and we can take down governments." And he said, "I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail." So I came back to see him a few weeks later. And by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, "Are we still going to war with Iraq?" And he said, "Oh, it's worse than that." He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs," meaning the Secretary of Defense's office, "today." And he said, "This is a memo that describes how we're going to take out seven countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran." I said, "Is it classified?" He said, "Yes, sir." I said, "Well, don't show it to me." And I saw him a year or so ago, and I said, "You remember that?" He said, "Sir, I didn't show you that memo. I didn't show it to you."
I'm sorry. What did you say his name was?
That right there shows you what they were involved with. And all that stuff was pre-planned.
I'm going to say something, too. Yeah, James Traficant, probably one of the finest congressional leaders ever in the history of the world. He was basically arrested and put in prison for 7 years. And finally, he was working on his farm, and supposedly a tractor rolled over him, and he died. Yeah. Now, that could have happened, because I was on a tractor one time up in North Carolina.
Yeah, became a big hill, equipment.
And that thing tried to roll on me, because I hit a bad bump that I didn't see, because I was going too fast with a bush hog. And so it can happen.
But I thought you were trying to dig out a thistle. So he's got his backhoe. I got to tell you a story. Every time we go up there, he's got the backhoe, and there's these thistles that grow. They're nightmare, big, thick ones. I mean, if you hit them, I mean, it's like they're like porcupines. So I go the one day, and he's going, he's pulling up these thistles from the roots with it, and it became an ongoing joke. I don't know if it was funny. You're always pulling up thistles.
Well, I've learned something about thistles.
You got to take them from the roots.
No, if you cut them before they bloom, they don't come back.
Yeah.
And you can cut them every year before they bloom, and you don't have to worry about them the following year because they don't spread their seeds everywhere. So it's easier to do it that way. But I was pulling up these giant thistle plants, and I did. I pulled up hundreds.
Some were big.
Well, I have
small trees.
I've got a thumb on my
he had a toy, and he was going to use it.
And so I just kind of put the blade down and just pulled the thumb up and dropped the thistle, and it would die. But, yeah, I'm glad you told everybody that. So, anyhow. But you know, but I'm going to read you something real quick, because I really want you to understand that God's in charge, and God's always, you know, has the ability to change anything he wants whenever he wants. But we covered what happened, you know, in Angel Wars and why God has done what he has done. But I want to read you this, and it's very, 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 it'll really lighten you up. And this is we're talking about quantum mechanics now. And what we have discovered at the core basis of the universe, the foundation of the universe, is a single unified field of intelligence. That would be God. That would be Jesus holding it all together. A field that unites gravity with electromagnetism, light with radioactivity, with the nuclear force, so that all the forces of nature and all the so-called particles of nature, quarks, leptons, protons, and neutrons, are now understood to be just one. They're all just different ripples in the single ocean of existence that is called the unified field. And that field is a non-material field. It is ultimately a field of consciousness. And everything in the universe is nothing but that. Planets, trees, people, animals, we're all just waves of a vibration in this underlying unified superstring field. John Hagelin, particle physicist. Now, why do I bring that up to you this morning? Because we have just covered some really negative stuff on the show about this war that's happening right now as we speak. God doesn't die. He doesn't die. You know, years ago, Nietzsche came out and said, you know, God is dead. Nietzsche's an idiot. No, Nietzsche's dead. God never dies. He's omnipresent. He's a unified field of power that completely permeates the entire universe into the past, into the future, into today. As far as we can understand it, it's unfathomable how he does that. But he's that powerful. He's the unified field of the entire universe. And inside of him, we have these little bitty issues going on, like with Netanyahu looking like an idiot in this photo I'm here and I'm looking at, and all the rest of this stuff. And the sad part about it is that, you know, we're caught up in all of this stuff. But remember something. This is very, very important. You're created in the image of the Most High God. You don't die either. Get that. Your body will pass away. It'll rot away. It'll fall apart if you don't keep the proper nutrients in it, or even with age. But we don't die. Heaven is real. Death is a lie. We just move on and change addresses. In fact, I posted that song last night on the website. It's basically called The Great I Am. It comes in one of the lyrics. It says, yes. Heaven is real. Death is a lie. Don't allow all of this stuff to scare you and to stress you out. That's what their goal is, to create as much energy here to make the negative energy from the humans feed these entities on the other side of the veil. That's why they always focus on this negative stuff. Donald Trump is not who you think he is. Period. I warned you guys. Now, I didn't endorse Biden. I didn't endorse Kamala Harris. But I warned you all the stuff was going to happen after he got in office. Donald Trump should have said the same thing we said. This war in the Middle East is not our circus. It is not our pony. We don't need to be involved with this.
Not our monkey, bro.
This is not our monkey here.
Have fun with him.
If Iraq and Iran and Iran and Israel and Pakistan and China all want to go in here now and nuke Israel, it is Israel's fault because they broke the windows out of their neighbor's house.
No, but just like, I mean, like that video, that's an old video from that general. That was
general
before
Clark.
All that stuff had ever happened. And then sure enough, look what happened with Syria.
Oh, they're all gone. All the countries said are gone.
All the countries said are gone. The only one left is Iran.
Well, that's because Congressman Traficant said Israel controls both houses of Congress.
Yep.
They control the legislation. They control on what we vote. They control everything. If any other country had dual citizens in our Congress, if there were 40 or 50 Chinese dual citizens in Congress in the Senate, Russia, all hell would break loose. I talked about this yesterday to the consternation of Austin looking at me trying to talk about health articles, about how Israel has overplayed its hand now, and the Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan has overplayed its hand now, and because they've destroyed Christianity or tried to, the people that were following the Scofield Reference Bible to support Israel, regardless of what they've done, has waned, and there aren't nearly as many people now, Austin,
that's a fact,
that are doing that. That's why you're getting hundreds of thousands of comments like, what are we doing?
Right.
We don't need to start another war with Iran and with China and with Russia and with Pakistan.
Well,
we don't need this.
Here's the creepy part about what's starting to happen now. This, I mean, it's not creepy. I can say it's intriguing because we're watching Cyberdyne being built. Yeah. OpenAI, original OpenAI, has now been awarded a $200 million contract with the U.S. Defense Department.
Of course it has.
They're going to be doing prototype AI in both warfighting and enterprising domain. This is building on the existing Honduran contract that wasn't related, apparently, last year in December. They said their partnership will ensure that OpenAI technology protects personnel, national security community, and is responsible use of their technology to keep our citizens safe. This is going back to what we talked about, and I've told you guys this before, with the Lavender program. Once you go automatic, target generation goes crazy. That was a quote from one of the operators that used the Lavender program in Israel after the alleged Hamas attack. And they went in there. You can read this article. I posted it on there. And how this is the beta test for using AI with drone strikes and target acquisition and identifying targets. Out of all these people, they took CCTV, they took phone logs, they took geo-tracking, they took Bluetooth hookups, they took everything to identify who was an alleged Hamas supporter. And suddenly they went from a few thousand to 37,000 targets overnight once they opened up the AI platform and generated targets. Mm-hmm. So that's the part that's kind of weird about this contract now. But this is actually kind of a bubblegum story. It's a little lighthearted. Nobody died. Nobody was injured. So I can talk about it. Tesla, in full self-driving mode, decided to drive around a train barrier, gets stuck on the tracks, and then the driver gets out, and the train runs the Tesla vehicle over.
Yeah, but that happens to a lot of people, bud.
It happens a lot, but the car did it on itself. It was in full auto autonomous driving mode, and it decided it did not want to sit around the barrier, want to go around the barrier. You know how creepy that would be? You're in the car, you're like, ah. I've got my Tesla. I'm very cool. I'm very, you know, green. I'm going to sit here. And, I come up to a railroad tracks. Things come down. Your car goes, nope, goes around it, and then manages to get stuck on the tracks.
I remember years ago, I remember you were in the car with me. And there was a place that didn't have and we went underneath the barrier before it came down. And, man, an Amtrak was flying by.
It was coming in hot.
And, I mean, I remember that. That's the last time I did that nonsense.
Well, that's why the bright light keeps hitting.
And they were still up. They were there. They hadn't come down yet. I just kind of buzzed. I saw them starting to move.
It glitched.
And I thought, you know what? This is not cool.
The bright light hit somebody else this weekend.
You got another guy?
He's still alive, apparently. But
death train.
It's by far got more fatalities than, like, every other railroad track in the... I'm not laughing. I'm sorry if everybody's affected by this.
Well, yesterday I tried.
Bright light's wild down here.
Yesterday I tried to go to Orlando, right? I had a date for lunch, and I was going to Orlando. And I tell you what, there was a semi-truck got involved with a little bitty car. The semi-truck hit the guardrail. He was carrying fertilizer.
Oh, gosh.
Okay? And that thing caught on fire and flipped over and shut down both directions of the interstate.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. I never got to Orlando.
And
I sat for an hour and 20 minutes waiting. I sat in one red light over there near Celebration, like six turns, and nothing moved. Finally, I said, the heck.
Let's go to the back way?
No, there was no way. The back way was being routed by Florida Highway Patrol.
Oh, so it was
there was no anything. It was closed down for hours yesterday while this fertilizer burned on the highway. They closed down both sides because of the smoke. Well, you know, you start burning fertilizer with diesel fuel.
Yeah.
You create a pretty good bomb.
And it's black, too.
Yeah, so they were really careful about it. By the way, airports across the Middle East are closing now as the Israeli-Iran conflict shutters the region's airspace. Israel closed its main international airport, Ben-Gurion Airport, until further notice, leaving more than 50,000 Israeli travelers stranded abroad, which, quite frankly, if you're an Israeli traveler, why would you possibly want to go back to Israel right now? I would just
I'd be going to Switzerland. They're pretty chill.
And again, we mentioned this yesterday. The U.S. has sent an aircraft carrier from the South China Sea to the Middle East as this conflict continues to grow. And now we're asking another question. Why are large numbers of the U.S. Air Force KC-135R Stratotankers and KC-46 Pegasus tankers flying across the Atlantic to Israel? Yeah. According to most recent reports, about 30 U.S. Air Force tankers are flying east across the Atlantic Ocean now.
Well, Trump killed the G7 summit. He left early.
Unbelievable.
So this is an interesting article about kind of the dangers of surveillance systems with facial recognition and AI. This lady now, this popped up. This is interesting. Woman mistaken for shoplifter after shop face scan alert and put her on basically a do not sell list. She apparently didn't do anything wrong, but she went to come back in the store and suddenly discovered that she was accused of stealing $10 worth of toilet paper because somebody that looked like her, they banned her from the store.
How do you steal $10 worth of toilet paper?
I don't know. It's way more expensive than that now.
You can't stick it under your shirt.
Yeah, I don't know. She didn't do anything. They came in. She went to go in. They stopped her. They said, you're not allowed in the store. You're banned. She goes, well, I'm banned for what? You're banned for stealing toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
She goes, I didn't steal anything. I come here all the time. I pay all my bills. They took her in the back. They've come to find out, oh, sorry, AI determined you were the wrong person on facial recognition. Whoopsie. Sorry. You could shop here again. And I thought to myself, and we're going to use this on drone systems for target acquisition? Obviously, I'm kidding.
Look at Lavender.
I know, but they're way more advanced systems. But it's pretty creepy when you start allowing these AI platforms to start determining who's the bad guy and who's the good guy and who deserves to die and who doesn't deserve to die.
I know it is.
That's a pretty crazy topic to get into.
Oh, by the way, Tucker Carlson has now had a big blowout with Trump because Tucker Carlson is saying, hey, look, you know, this doesn't need to happen. We don't need to go into war right now with Iran. And Trump's basically saying how stupid Tucker Carlson is, which is normally what he says. So, yeah, whenever somebody disagrees with him, they're always stupid, according to Trump. Which is ludicrous because somebody doesn't agree with you. I mean, they're stupid. It means they disagree with you.
That's exactly right.
No, it's ridiculous. And so all of this stuff is happening right now as we speak. And now also Trump has gone against Tulsi Gabbard, who's also said that she doesn't think we should be doing all of this stuff. And so it is. And now they're trying to take Khamenei out. You know, because we already know.
Remember, here's the thing you got to remember. The Ukraine-Russia war is starting to spool down. They can't keep the narrative going very long. Russia showed massive discretion as far as in not going full blitz on Ukraine.
They should have gone full blitz.
Right, but they didn't. Whatever, the whole test, gosh, we spent hundreds of billions of dollars in Raytheon and Lockheed contracts to dump all the old weapon systems over there. Whatever. That's happened. So now that war's going to spool down soon. So what happens now? We need another conflict. There's a reason why we pulled out of Afghanistan. As soon as Afghanistan pulled out, just a few short months later, the whole conflict with Ukraine escalated, even though it's been gone since 2014.
Remember, we had riots 2 weeks ago. Remember that, bud?
That's riot season.
No, it's all about obfuscation. It was all about a cover up what's happening over the Middle East.
Well, you notice how there's been no discussions over what was going on over there the last couple of weeks? It was like dead quiet with mainstream media. What they do is, if you notice what the media does from a psychological warfare standpoint, they do stuff very quickly and tell you have to do it right now. Don't look at the facts. Don't ask questions. Don't possibly do any research. This is what we have to do right now. You're either with us or with the terrorists. We've got to attack Iraq right now. They have weapons of mass destruction. You can't ask questions. Fauci comes in. We've got to shut down the country right now. Everybody needs to wear a mask. Everybody's shut down their business. Nobody's allowed to go anywhere right now. If we don't do this, we're not going to flatten the curve. Oh, you need to get a shot.
Flatten the curve.
Right now. Yep. Right now.
You might hear that. I laugh. Flatten the curve.
If you don't get a shot, everybody's going to die. Everybody gets a shot. You didn't have enough shots. You need the booster shot now.
My shot doesn't work because you haven't had your shot.
Everything is always a sense of urgency in order to control and manipulate a person, an individual.
Fear,
mindset.
Buddy.
Exactly.
All fear.
This is what they do, is use fear to control the masses by saying you have to do this right now. And then later on, when you ask the questions 2, 3, 4 years later, everybody goes, why didn't we ask questions that? Why did we go along with that? Why didn't we do more research? Because people got paralyzed by fear and didn't take a step back. This is why I tell you guys all the time. If you have an issue with a health problem and you go see a doctor, I'm not giving you any medical advice. I'm telling you my personal opinion. If you get diagnosed with something, get multiple opinions. Always. Just because you have one doctor say you have this, you have to do something right now. You've got to immediately do surgery on it. You've got to do this. Okay, if you're still acting fairly healthy and it's not something like, you know, compound fracture, if you got a bone sticking out,
get it fixed.
Okay, yeah, you need to do, you need to put that together right now. But if it's something underlying health condition, they're saying, you've got this right now. We got to do surgery. We got to do open heart surgery immediately. You go, but I feel fine. My blood pressure is good.
So you got a story. You guys always like stories.
Yeah, it's a story.
I have a good friend of mine. I went to high school with him.
Yeah.
And he was on our nutrition program.
Oh, yeah. You told me about this yesterday. Yeah.
And so he was good. He's a good guy. Air conditioning repair tech. I mean, brilliant man.
Great guy. Could fix any AC.
Could fix anything. And he didn't replace parts. He fixed it.
Yeah.
You know? And it was amazing what he could do. And about 5 years ago, he got Obamacare.
Yep.
Okay. And about 5 years ago, he decided he wasn't going to use our supplements anymore and follow the dietary protocol that I had suggested for him.
He was running the Tribulus, the D3, the Ultimate Multiple Powder.
The Cod.
Feeling great. Slightly overweight, but he felt great. But still healthy. Really active.
And so he decided because the Obamacare gave him free drugs and not vitamins, that he was going to go ahead and go on the drugs and not the supplements.
So he started going to the doctor's office all the time.
He started going to the doctor's office. They started putting him on this drug. Well, that drug didn't work. Let's combine it with this drug, and every other drug they could possibly find. And pretty soon they diagnosed him with cancer.
Remember, if you remember, he came in one time and he goes, I don't know what to do, Austin. He goes, my cholesterol is at 215. His doctor said, my cholesterol is insanely high. I've got to get put on drugs immediately with this. And I said, I don't recommend you do that. I said, you do what you want to do. You follow the advice, what you need to. I said, you're extremely healthy. You're high energy. You're sharp. You're mentally acute. You're working all the time. He goes, well, no, he's told me I have to go on cholesterol medication, statins immediately.
Well, we're
and he did.
We're burying him on Saturday.
Yeah.
His funeral's on Saturday. No. And, you know, and he was a good friend.
Yeah.
I've known him. He had a little turtle. I knew him in first grade. Never told you this story.
No.
He had a little turtle that he brought to class, and it had a little bowl. I mean, a little bitty turtle, by the way, around.
Yeah.
And his name was Jaime.
Yeah.
Now, I remember the turtle's name. And you ask me all the time, why do you remember all this stuff? I don't know. I remember everything. Austin always says, how do you remember that, Dad? I just remember everything. And his little turtle's name was Jaime, so we used to play with Jaime in the classroom. We
little realize, soft shell Florida turtle?
Yeah, oh, yeah. It was great. It was a hard shell, but it was just tiny.
Yeah.
And so it was one of those things, and we didn't realize about all the diseases that come with reptiles and handling them. We were just playing with carrot, you know, with the turtle. And I've known him that long.
Yeah.
And so it's sad to me he's gone. But I pleaded with him. I told him the last time I saw him when he was so weak and he had lost like 60 pounds.
He did. He gave me the office to ask me what to do. And I was like, dude, what are you doing?
I said, Dexter, what are you doing, dude? I said, you're, he goes, well, I'm dying. They told me that I'm dying.
Yeah.
Now.
They literally told him that. Yep.
And I said, well, dude, I said, do you want to die? I mean, why don't you start back on the supplements?
Yep.
Well, the drugs are free. And I said, okay. So we're burying him.
Yeah.
I talked to my class president, and he got the information for me as far as my school.
And then that goes back to what I was just talking about, everything you're told in the government, everything you're told in the news media. When you're told you've got to do something right now, immediately, ask questions. This happens a lot in the vehicle industry, too.
Well you know, I'm
going to buy it right now.
Let me give you some advice about something. You know, if you go to a doctor who says, you got to be on this drug and that drug and this drug, a lot of times doctors misdiagnose.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know. It's just a fact. And what I always do is this, and what I've always done, but I don't do any of this anymore because I just don't even go to the doctors anymore. And I'm not suggesting that you don't ever go to a doctor. That's just how I feel about it all. Because the way I look at it, I feel so good. And last time I had my testosterone checked, it was so high. And my energy is so good. And my cholesterol is about 220 or so. And I love it up high like that because, remember, as your cholesterol drops under 200, all disease rates go up, particularly cancer. And Dexter ended up with cancer.
Yep.
And so it's one of those deals that, you know, you don't realize that, you know, when your cholesterol drops down, your body can't function right.
Well, you got
remember, he couldn't even remember.
No, his memory got horrible. And what you got to ask yourself the question is why and who and what's the benefit of it?
So always get multiple opinions and try to find a couple of naturopaths and other doctors that give you opinions that are contrary to the standard medical procedure. And here's what you do, too. Don't tell the other doctor you go to what the other doctor said.
Exactly.
Because they'll cooperate with this. Oh, yeah, that's got to be right. Well, no, you don't know that. Let them make their own decision on what your problem is.
You do the same thing. You taught me this as far as in the vehicle industry when you're doing a vehicle deal and you get dealerships to price off each other. Don't tell the other dealership what you're getting it for until you get another number.
Mm-hmm.
See what the numbers are. See how aggressive they want to get. Because a lot of times these dealerships will put addendums. They'll put markups. They'll have holdback. They'll have all kinds of stuff that they can take off on there. They want to try to pad and make extra money off of it.
Plus they sell you the extra insurance.
Oh, yeah.
Extra paint protection.
The protection. It's a $4,000 protection. protection package. It's paint and interior packs. I said, what do you guys do to it? What's a package we sell? What brand of ceramic coating you guys use? How long are you letting it cure? Well, our guys do it in the back. Your guys do it in the back in 20 minutes. It's not ceramic coating. I'd say, all right, and that takes 2 to 3 days to do that properly. Oh, it's $4,000.
We were dry. I don't know if it was a Mesa Beach or whatever it was. I don't remember. You'll remember this, though. We went over to this dealership one time, and they had these stanchions around this car.
It was Nissan. It was a GTR.
And they said, the car has healing, self-healing
paint. Self-healing paint. He goes, you take a key, you scrape the hood with it, and the hood will heal itself. I was like, what?
And I looked at him. I said, I don't believe that, but I believe you believe it.
I think he was confused of is that was the new type of ceramic coating they had put on the paint, which prevented it from like light scratches and scuffs and marks. But there is no paint that heals itself. There's PPF. There's film that you can put on paint that'll protect it. You can pull it off. But going back to the doctors and the pharmaceutical companies, the CEO of BioNTech, which is the company that coupled with Pfizer to bring you guys the RNA gene therapy clot shot, he's under fire now. As it got released last year, his salary was $287 million just in his salary from BioNTech. That's almost $1 million a day, every day, 7 days a week.
That's like Elon Musk giving people $15 million, have a baby for him.
Yeah.
He has kids everywhere.
But here's the problem that I have with this. Never forget, BioNTech was a company that partnered with Pfizer that came in and got government grants to produce an RNA gene therapy shot. We took taxpayer dollars and gave them money to make the shot. Then when they developed the shot and rolled it out, we then gave them tens of billions of dollars to disperse the shot. And then we told everybody, by the way, this drug that we made is RNA gene therapy with your taxpayer dollars. You have to get the shot now against your will. They paid the company to make the drug, then paid the company for the drug, then told everybody, you have to take the drug with taxpayer money. And you think these people are telling you the truth about anything that's going on?
You know, it's like I told you the other day, if somebody's not talking about the Third Temple, if somebody's not talking about, you know, what's going on in the Middle East, if somebody's not talking about all of this stuff, and like, here's the deal. We're just being neutral. We're not saying go Israel, go. We're not saying go Iran, go. We're just saying, hey, leave us out of this loop. You guys want to kill each other, have fun with it.
We don't need to send any more boys over there to die, man. That Middle Eastern war was a nightmare again. Another war.
Oh, by the way, the Zero Hedge was a day behind us. TV networks, we talked about it yesterday. TV networks are facing advertising apocalypse after Trump administration mulls farmer restrictions.
Now, oh, yeah.
Here's what I didn't know and we didn't cover yesterday. Bernie Sanders is the one who pushed this.
Really?
He's a Democrat, yeah. I always liked old Bernie. He said something wrong to somebody one day, and all of a sudden he shows up with a black eye. Remember that?
I remember that.
Remember that?
That's strange.
That's when he was running against Clinton. Yeah, but, oh, that's right. She had, according to Trump, Clinton's got a body count behind her.
Yeah, she's got all kinds of stuff behind
her.
And
she's got witchcraft behind her, and she likes to sacrifice rabbits to Moloch. Uh-huh.
This is chicken. This is chicken to Moloch.
Last week, independent Senators Bernie Sanders and Angus King introduced legislation that would ban pharmaceutical companies from promoting prescription drugs directly.
That'd be so nice if this goes through.
Through television, radio, print, digital platforms, and social media, Austin. All of it.
All of it.
Now, we didn't cover that yesterday. Today, Bloomberg reports that the Trump administration is now discussing policy to make it harder and more expensive for pharmaceutical companies to advertise directly to patients. So I guess they can't pay their guy $269 million a year. Although the U.S. is the only place besides New Zealand where pharma companies can directly advertise besides New Zealand. They don't do it in Europe. Banning pharma ads outright would make the administration vulnerable to lawsuits. No, it wouldn't. So instead, focusing on cutting down on the practice by adding legal and financial hurdles, according to people familiar with the plans who weren't authorized to speak publicly on the matter. Two policies the administration has focused on would be to require greater disclosures on the side effects of the drug with each ad. They already do that. You're going to die from this. Okay, great. That's a big enough disclosure. Likely making broadcast ads much longer and prohibitively expensive, or removing the industry's ability to deduct direct-to-consumer advertising as a business expense for tax purposes. Now, that would make a bite. If this happens, it would mark a major victory for Health and Human Services Director RFK, who says he believes Americans consume more drugs than other people in other countries due to the ability of the U.S. drug companies to directly advertise to consumers. This is Pharmakia. And the Bible talks about it twice in the book of Revelation. This is how they control the masses.
Here's what I always get a kick out of when they go, banning pharma ads outright would make it vulnerable to lawsuits and all these other issues. Does anybody feel bad for an industry that makes over $500 billion a year or CEOs that make almost $300 million a year by selling drugs that kill millions of people every year? That's kind of the irony, right? They're saying it would cost more money. There'd be more legal hurdles. Well, yeah, no duh. You shouldn't be having people be able to have doctors tell them, oh, by the way, we can mess up your A1C number so we can get you on Ozempic. By the way, I've heard that firsthand multiple times now. You want Ozempic? Wait, you got perfect blood sugar. You're not even diabetic. You want to lose some weight? Well, I'll tell you how to mess up your blood sugar in the morning. Go drink orange juice before you get blood work so your A1Cs go through the roof so we can get you approved for Ozempic under Medicaid. Seen it, heard it, watched it. So when you see this manipulation in the market, you kind of go, I don't feel bad for them, quite frankly. Same thing in the vaccine industry. They need to be able to be sued. Why in the world can they produce products that kill people and massively cause health issues the rest of their life, but they're untouchable?
I know.
Pick me.
I got the answer to this. Revelation 18:23.
There you go.
All nations were deceived by your sorcery, your pharmakia.
There you go.
English words for pharmakia. Babylon deceives all nations by her sorcery, and all nations were deceived by your sorcery. Revelation 18:23. The Greek source word for sorcery is pharmakia. The Greek word pharmakia is the origin of the pharmacy, pharmacist, and pharmaceutical. Can you see the current happening in the world with pharmakia? Pharmakia in Revelation. The rest of mankind who were not killed by the plagues did not repent of the works of their hands or give up worshiping demons or idols of gold and silver and bronze and stones and woods, could not see or walk, nor did they repent of their murders or their sorceries, pharmakia, or their sexual immorality or thefts. For the merchants were the, Revelation 18:23-24, for the merchants were the great ones of the earth. All nations were deceived by your sorcery, pharmakia. Now, you think, well, come on, Ted, really? Yeah. In Galatians, basically 15:9-20, now the works of the flesh are evident, sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, which is the end of the pharmakia, all of this stuff. And, you know, and the thing about it is this. When you look at this stuff, you realize that this sex death cult that runs the planet that Jeffrey Epstein exposed.
Funny, I still haven't heard about the list getting released on that.
Well, I still want to know what happened to the 1,000 girls who went to that island and why there was a doggone, you know, temple there. Did they get sacrificed? I mean, I'm asking that question now. Was there a giant, you know, incinerator down there? Were they cremating the bodies? I mean, where'd all the girls go? Why have only about a dozen and 20 girls show back up out of the 1,000?
Something's wrong here. I'm still curious why Elon Musk put a tweet out saying the reason why it hadn't got released because Trump's on the list, and then that tweet got abruptly pulled down.
Eli retracted it, too.
And suddenly, isn't it funny? All that happened with Elon Musk and Trump, right? What happened the next couple days? We're having riots across the country due to ICE raids. Oh, the ICE raids are happening now. Now we're going to war with Iran. You ever notice how coincidental certain events happen and they coincide right with other events directly after another? They're not by accident, guys. They're not by chance.
Okay, now let's. I'm gonna go esoteric for a second.
Oh boy, here we go. It's Tuesday.
Are you gonna give me that look again?
I'm gonna. No,
you guys don't see it. I see him give me the look sometimes. Like, oh,
listen.
Really?
Sometimes I take a lot of attention factor. I have a bottle here. Is your ringer not off? I thought you're on D&D.
You know what's funny? It was on D&D. You saw me put it on.
I thought he put on. I told him how to use D&D. Your D&D's broke. I got to fix it. Attention factor will get you focused on certain topics. And the only thing that I will say about this sometimes is you take it and you start fixating on certain topics. Like health topics.
I haven't taken it.
Okay. I take a lot. And so what happens is you get focused on stuff and you don't want to come out of it. It's great for work, great for business.
If I take it this late in the afternoon, which is still early in the morning, it messes up my sleep.
It's 10:30 a.m.
I have to take that stuff at 7 a.m. When I did my pilot test, I took it like at 7 o'clock in the morning for a 10 o'clock test. I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing this. I'm sleeping tonight.
The only time it'll bother me the most is when I do Hagman. That one time a while back ago, and everybody probably knows that show because I was wide open. I took him at like 7.
Now you made me forget what I was going to say. I had something very important.
You're going to go esoteric.
I know, but I don't remember what I was esoteric about.
I got more health stories. You want more health stories or want to go esoteric?
No, I got it.
He remembers everything. He'll bring it back.
I did. I remember it. The problem with this thing with the world.
Epstein, death cult.
All of it, right? Is they'll take a person and they're going to sacrifice them. And Jim Caviezel talked about this with Adrenochrome. They actually put somebody in a circle. They take about 12 or 13 people and put them in a circle around a sacrificial altar, and they hold hands. And the veil between our dimensions is extremely thin, where the demons reside and these other entities reside. they can't get sustenance from God's energy field because they're separated from God. And the only type of food they could eat is like our energy that comes from us, like through human sacrifice. And that's why they have the sex death cult, because they've got to drug us into a stupor in order to do this to us, including with the abortions that they do. The problem is there's so many of us on the planet now, they don't need that much energy. And they're trying to cull the herd, kind of like you would do with, you know, cows or cattle or whatever, if you get too many cattle for the grazing purposes. So that's no, this group of entities is finite. I mean, they're because, you know, the people that were rebelled against God, the other entities, they all died, but the fallen angels did not. And so they're here trying to get fed. They're like a bunch of energy vampires, and they have to be fed, and they do it through human sacrifice, and they do it through these ritualistic sacrifices. And so the sad part about it is that we don't understand that this is a sex death cult. That's what it is. It's the Kabbalists, Luciferians, when they stand in front of the Wailing Wall and they're rocking back and forth, they're having sex with 12 of their archangels in order to get to their god, Ein Sof, who's a snake in a tree. I know it sounds crazy as crap. I got this, okay? I know it sounds nuts. I don't believe any of this stuff. This is what they believe.
Dude, it's Tuesday, bro.
I know.
It's Tuesday.
But when you see them rocking, they're simulating the sex act, because the only way they can get their prayers answered is to basically have sex with a fallen angel or an archangel at the same time. That way, Ein Sof will hear them. This is some, and they got another special sign of
angel. So what do we do about it? What do we do about it? We
worship the Most High God.
Well, we do that.
You know, and we ignore the fact that these entities are here, and we go on with our business, and we bring honor and glory to God.
Go.
We go to church. We do communion. We love God.
There you
and we
go.
Don't allow them to drag us into a ditch with worry and fear.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
That was the final phase I want to hear.
Death, where is thy victory? Where is thy sting? God, because of Jesus, we overcome both. Death, hell, and the grave. These entities have no power, no authority, anything over us.
It's, that's exactly why I wanted you to address the fact that there's something.
We love God,
there you
and we
go.
Don't allow them to drag us into a ditch with worry and fear.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah,
that was the final phase I wanted to hear.
Oh, death, where's thy victory? Where's thy sting? God, because of Jesus, we overcome both. Death, hell, and the grave. These entities have no power, no authority, anything over us.
It's, that's exactly why I wanted you to address the fact that there's something.
Same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. And these entities know that if we unite as a body of believers and we stop all of this nonsense, that we could change the fabric of space-time. They're scared to death of that, because that's how they have to be fed through us. They don't know what to do. And that's the fight that we have. That's the battle is not against flesh and blood. It tells us that. That's why we keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of our life. And it changes everything. It really does.
That's why they want everybody to be at each other's throats about everything. They want no national unity. They want no Christian unity. They want no basis of American Christian unity at all. They want everybody split into 50 different segments.
And this is the mistake that they make, because they always overplay.
And everybody's starting to see it now.
The Bible even says, had the God of this age, which is Lucifer, known what he was doing, he never would have crucified the Son of Glory. Rich, give me this camera. What's wrong with the cameras? Great. Let's just pretend like we still got
cameras. We still live?
No. Yeah. I don't know what the problem is. We got too good on the show right now, and whatever.
None of the lights are on.
Were the cameras turned on?
No. I've been watching the Reds.
Yeah, but it may have been on batteries.
They're plugged in.
We don't know that.
I didn't touch them.
Rich, check to see if the cameras are plugged in. I don't even know if we can't ask Todd if we're live anymore. So we got to finish the show.
We've done. I don't know.
Because if the cameras aren't plugged in, what's going to happen is the battery's going to go dead on them.
Everything's plugged in.
Yeah. Check the wall over here, Rich. Great.
That's odd. We don't touch anything.
No, we went real on this one.
Yeah, this one went dead.
That one went dead?
Is it on? Rich didn't turn the cameras on this morning. They've been running on batteries.
Are those on?
All no. Right, we're still live?
Yeah.
No, we have a glitch here. Something's going on. So
that was weird.
Cameras
are up.
We got one camera up.
The center camera?
Yeah. Somebody's hacking.
Switchboard working? All the cameras are up? Sweat, run through the switchboard real quick. Run through the cameras.
You know what's funny?
I started
preaching really, really well. I'm going to finish what I was going to say, since I must have pissed somebody thing or something
That's
off.
That's really strange, dude.
The Bible says, had the God of this age known what he was doing, he never would have crucified the Son of Glory. Period. And so we're gonna talk about this, whether we get hacked or not, all the time. And we're going to let people know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. For this is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and I will be glad, regardless if we get glitched or somebody messes with our cameras. I'm just not going to do it.
That's odd. But yes, you're spot on with that. And this is why a lot of times people ask me all the time, like, what can we do with some of this stuff? So get involved locally. Talk to people locally. Get everybody awake on what's happening. And that's one of the things that's happening right now. So many people are starting to call out on social media. Social media is this double-edged sword, and people are starting to realize how unbelievably manipulated a lot of these things that we're being told are, and nobody wants to put up with it anymore.
You know what's funny is we start talking about pharmakia. We start quoting the Word of God. We start talking about not walking in fear, and we start talking about human sacrifice and Jeffrey Epstein, and we start talking about how these entities get fed on the other side of the veil, and suddenly our cameras go blank.
That's weird. I think, are we still live, Rich?
Yeah, we're
still hot?
We think we're live.
I think we're live.
I don't know what we are right.
Well, I'll switch to a health article while everybody gears up. 8 signs of vitamin D deficiency and why adding supplementation sometimes may not even be enough. Add other nutrients to it. Talks in here about depression, fatigue, muscle pain, brittle bones, weak joints, and a host of other issues that can happen with that. And why magnesium is essential to have in your system. And also, too, D3. It says a study from 2018 showed that magnesium interacts significantly with vitamin D3. Talked about this earlier today. It also talks about getting vitamin D from good, healthy foods. And also, too, on top of taking vitamin D supplementation and making sure you're getting adequate amounts of vitamin D because of all the issues that can arise if you do not have adequate amounts of that. So switch to a quick health article. We're checking everything on the backside, make sure everything's working right now. And I think we're back up and running. And also, too, here's one thing that I saw earlier. This is an interesting article now. Whistleblower lawsuit alleging hospital failed to report COVID vaccine injury gets green light. So this lawsuit alleges a New York hospital system violated federal law by failing to report adverse events connected to the COVID-19 vaccines can proceed. A federal court ruled last week. Deborah Conrad said she was fired from United Memorial in Rochester for reporting vaccine-related adverse events to VAERS. She was terminated for reporting them in 2021. So essentially what she was doing was she was taking all the side effects that they were reporting and people were coming back in after they got the shot. I got the shot and I'm unbelievably sick. I got the shot and I'm even sicker. And so she started reporting them to VAERS. If you remember, she sued the hospital in May 23 under the False Claim Act. The federal law allows whistleblowers to file a lawsuit on behalf of the U.S. government against the entity for allegedly defrauding the government. So essentially, this complaint alleges that RRH violated the False Claim Act and knowingly failed to report adverse events. Conrad also alleged that she saw RRH patients suffer serious adverse events following the COVID-19 vaccine, and she reported them to VAERS. People came in and said, I'm sick right after I get the shot. I'm unbelievably ill. She reported in the VAERS because she had concerns about the reporting efforts. And they came back in and they said, we're sorry. We're going to have to let you go now. You're violating certain laws because of restrictions on HIPAA or something. You're not allowed to report this. And she goes, there's nothing I'm violating. I'm bringing up adverse events that are occurring from the shot. And I'm reporting it to VAERS. You can't do that. We're basically terminating you. So this lawsuit's going forward now, which I'm glad to see, because this is something that has not at all wanted to be talked about in mainstream media. One bit. They don't want to talk about VAERS.
Well, why would they?
Shots. Well, yeah, you got biotech CEO making almost $300 million a year off a shot that we paid for, taxpayer dollars.
$5 million a week.
Yeah, so it's almost a million a day. Yeah. Remember, that shot was paid for by us to develop it. It was paid for by us to produce it. And then we were told we had to take it.
Your tax dollars are worse.
Yeah.
Paying this guy $1 million a day.
Yeah. To produce a shot that causes clot shots.
I wonder what it would be like to make $1 million a day.
You have a hard time spending it. You really would. Because you got to think, even if you put $300 million like that, even, I mean, depending on what taxes, there's all kinds of stuff you do with that. As far as you even put an account, 5-7% interest at minimum.
I know a lot of the guys on the seminar circuit, they're getting paid really good money, and they just set up a nonprofit organization. Yeah. They pumped all the cash into that.
What you do is you live out of that, so because you have your enclave and your houses and the jets. Crazy stuff.
Oh, speaking of jets, good news. Top Gun 3 has been confirmed.
Oh, boy. That'd be fun.
Cast and everything we know about the Maverick sequel. So, yeah, apparently they're going to be fighting drones.
Yeah, that's the next stage of warfare.
Because remember the general that was in that particular movie.
He was pushing for the drone program.
He goes, you guys are antiques. You're going to be replaced. He goes, but not yet. Not today. And, you know, so apparently they're going to be fighting some drones, apparently, according to some of the script releases. But who knows? Because it's all top, top secret, like top, top gun.
Top, top gun. This is funny. Now the UN is reporting that basically they're demanding we have more restrictions on cars because they're saying that terrorists now can weaponize driverless cars as slaughter bots. Interesting. Is, you know, the funny part about it is not funny, haha, but it's ironic because we still, according to them, have too much autonomy with vehicles. You know, I was watching the thing the other day, another article that was popping up, and it was talking about how they're trying to push this alcohol, this drunk driving restriction computer systems on the cars. So they want to have cameras that watch your eyes. They want to have sensors in the vehicle that sense alcohol. They want to monitor all this stuff to determine if you're impaired driving sensors. And the issue you have about that, and I've told you guys this already, when you start allowing more and more invasive things to be injected into your life, they never go away. They just build on themselves. And when you start allowing any person, any entity, any AI now to start determining what you can and can't do, when you can and can't do it based on its system, I mean, you saw the one with the lady. She was banned from the store because AI determined she stole toilet paper. She didn't do anything wrong. And so then they say, well, we need to reduce the vehicle deaths. Put it this way, guys. You go get in a vehicle. You can get on the interstate in Florida, and you drive. You understand there is significant inherent risk with driving 70 miles an hour on the interstate. They're just there. You accept them when you drive. Trying to turn around and say everybody needs to give up their rights, everybody needs to give up their freedom, everybody needs to give up their privacy, so that way everybody else can be a tad bit safer, has never done well for anybody in any society. It always goes sideways. And that's one thing people have to understand. When you start having them come in and say, we're going to put more restrictions on cars because terrorists can take them and turn them in the slaughter box now, they're clearly trying to push their agenda to make sure nobody can travel freely unmolested on their way.
Talks about restrictions. Always exactly about restrictions.
I mean, look at the restrictions you've seen all the way from vehicles in the mid-2000s to currently now. With all the stuff on there, the internet connection and the OnStar and everything they can do with those vehicles in just 20 years. Give another 20 years to see where it goes.
But we got cars that are autonomous now making decisions to get hit by trains. You know. And by the way, that was a good before I got zapped by whoever hacked us. So.
And how do you know somebody didn't hack that car? That guy wasn't supposed to be in front of it. They said he is unidentified. They will not release who it was.
Well, remember, you know, AI is being controlled by another dimension.
But think about that for a second, though. Huh? What if that guy was in the car driving? What if that's the story, that it was autonomous? What if that guy was supposed to be getting hit by a train because they didn't want him talking about something?
Yeah, maybe
they will not identify. I can't find any articles.
I'm surprised they didn't lock the door so he couldn't get out.
Yeah.
No, that happened in one of those movies I was watching one time. I forgot where it was. They put a train. They parked right on a...
Yeah, locked the door.
No, it was that movie, Terminator, with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And it was a racer.
Yeah.
Remember the end? They parked
the child locks on it. They flipped the door. The locks down. Yeah.
And he couldn't get out. And then the guy gets out of the car and the train hits.
Well, here's the thing. Good luck trying to put together a crime scene with a train that hits a car at 70 miles an hour.
Yeah, not much left.
Yeah, there's nothing left.
I had a friend of mine. He used to pull trailers and hook them up modular housing.
Yeah.
And he pulled across a railroad track and got hung.
Oh, boy.
And the train hit it.
The modular?
Oh, he's,
oh gosh.
They never found the microwave. Apparently, it ejected it like 1,000 yards away.
Somebody's backyard.
Oh, by the way, this is sad. We knew this was going to happen. Remember what we told you about the COVID shot attacking testicles?
Oh, yeah.
And ovaries? I mean, it really is. Doctors sound alarm on cancer surging in young men that 90% didn't know about. You know, super fit men now are being diagnosed with testicular cancer at the age of 21.
That's not normal, dude.
No, we're talking tens of thousands here. All over the United States now, all over the world.
Oh, gosh.
Because what's happening is that doggone COVID shot
spike protein,
had spike proteins. It attaches itself into the testicles. And it also, remember this, has immune suppressant in it. And yep. We talked about it. It's got that Simeon 40 in it. We talked about this. I mean, this is like a this is a shot.
And the shot
from hell.
This piece of crap who's a CEO of biotech.
That dude is one ugly dude, boy.
Jeez. Making $300 million a year producing this shot out.
He looks anorexic.
He looks. Well, I'm not going to say it. He looks like he needs to have his. Never mind.
You were going to say something.
I was going to say something really bad. I can't stand people like that, dude. What these people did to the entire world with this shot.
You want to biatch slap him. I can tell.
I'm doing more than that. No, I'm not making a threat. That was a joke. Joke.
But the doctors are sounding alarm all over the world about the cancers that are surging, and particularly I think it's because of the COVID shot that they took with the immune suppressant in it with the Simeon 40, which is the same thing they had put in all of us back in the 60s when they took the polio vaccine, because they wanted to make sure that our immune systems were down. Yep. And that now we have a whole generation with brain, breast, and bone cancer from that crap, and it's transmitted from person to person from birth now, when they were never exposed. Now they reinjected all of us. Here they did it again. 60
yeah,
years later.
Yeah, you're right.
They did it again. They stuck it back in us again, the Simeon 40.
And the thing that makes me even more frustrated, that's why I've talked to so many parents, we haven't even seen the tip of the iceberg. They're injecting 6-month-old with this shot, still currently to this day, right now.
Well, 6-month-olds. Again, remember I told you earlier, you know, when we were so abruptly cut off, they're wanting to cull the herd.
Too many people.
They don't need them. Remember, they're a finite number. We keep growing. They don't need that much energy from us for feeding them. You know, remember that one movie with Riddick, and he's in that prison?
Feeding Time.
Feeding Time.
You love Riddick. That's a good movie, though.
Don't let your kids watch it. It's wild.
It's a wild movie on there.
And they let these animals out. Come feeding at night.
Feeding Time.
Like, oh, by the way, gators feed at night. If you live on a lake, you know.
Well, a lot of times they feed at dusk, too. They'll feed at dusk.
Feeding time. And so be careful. These things are. You know, I remember one time we went to St. Mark's Lighthouse, me and Sharon. We drove out there. I wanted to show my fiance, you know, before we left Tallahassee, what it was like at night at the St. Mark's Lighthouse. And there was a little gazebo there. It was like 5 feet in the air with stairs on it, right?
Yeah.
5 feet up in the air. And we walked out. I had a big old, like one of those million candle watt power lights.
We love those.
And I wanted to show her what was out there. And I lit that doggone, that marsh up.
Eyes.
No. Thousands and thousands of red eyes. Alligators have red eyes looking at us. And I looked at my fiance and I said, you know, I think we need to leave because it's feeding time. It's time to go. We jumped in the car and took off. That was crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing.
But about they're endangered. Remember, they're endangered species.
Yeah. they're highly endangered in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
There's not enough of them to run around in Florida. This is a local canal in Gainesville. It wasn't even feeding time. That was just normal dusk.
You know,
activity.
It'd be a belt fed 60.
Yeah, 240, 60.
240, yeah.
But no, I'm just kidding. We never do that. They're endangered. You need permits to kill them.
If I had a permit to do that, I would kill these things. I just
permit like
much.
That. Can't get that kind of a permit.
You know, you could do hella hogging in Texas, right?
Yeah, you know, with pigs.
I like to do hella gatoring. You know, just, you're being a non-environmentalist. Man, I don't even want to hear it, man. These things are eating people down here. I mean, that's enough of that.
You know what I find funny? And I've heard this so many times now, and it kind of cracks me up, is the same people that run around talking about how they're environmentalists and how all this stuff are the same ones that are like, oh, we need to wipe out this other country.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You ever pick up on that sometimes?
Save the baby whales, but let's kill all the humans.
Yeah. This country's, you know, they're mad at another country. Where this is our greatest ally country, so we got to support everything they do. Like, okay, whatever you say, buddy. So, again, guys.
I don't like Iran.
This show
I don't like any of them.
Everybody mad today. Congratulations. We did a good job at that. Equal offender.
We even got hacked. We don't get hacked.
I don't know what was going on. We're going to have to check the system. We get done with that. So if you guys need anything, you know, get a hold of us. The Ultimate Focus Stack, one of my personal favorites, as you guys know. That's the purple sticks. Another box and another box and another box. Whatever you guys need. Any attention factor. So you guys need anything, give us a call. 1-800-726-1834 or email us. Be sure to follow us on the Brewer Show and sign up for the new updates and get ready next week for a lot of the updates we're going to be doing on the new website to make it better, faster, smoother, more efficient for you. As you requested, sign up, first, last name, email, the Brewer Show and Team Health Masters, and we'll get you guys those emails right to your email every single day. Have a fantastic evening, my friends. Stay strong. Stay sharp. Don't live in a state of fear. Stay frosty. I'll talk to you guys again on this show tomorrow, as always.
Keep your hearts and minds in Jesus.
That's exactly right.
For he's the author, and he's the finisher, and he's the perfecter of our faith. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And our reward is here. We can be rewarded here by God. He will bless you in the things that you do. But our real reward is in the next, when we check off of this planet, we go to the next place, because then we get to be with God for all of eternity. you know, people have come back from the dead and they've talked about how beautiful it is in heaven and how great it is. So don't walk in a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind, and realize that, you know, Jesus Christ is God. He built the heavens and the earth, and he came down here and he died for you and me as an omnipresent being. Let that one sink in for a second. And so all that he has done for you is to protect you and to save you. All you got is make that choice. He's an if-then God. If you accept him as your Lord and Savior, he accepts you, and he'll take care of you all the days of your life. Always remember that. And thank you for your support. If you guys weren't here supporting us, we wouldn't be here playing around like this.
Getting
censored and hacked in the middle of the show. The show got pretty good today. Got pretty hyped up. I started yelling a little bit. Got cranked up.
Appreciate you guys.
Hey, I love you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.